Hey everyone, this is John Puritz. Welcome to the Man Up Already podcast. This show is dedicated to each of us being better in all areas of our lives, mentally, spiritually, physically, and relationally. We want to help you be a better you because when you man up already, the world around you is greatly impacted. Here on the podcast, we don't believe you're an accident. We believe each of us is created for purpose, and this show is dedicated to helping you discover and live out that purpose. Again, welcome to the show, and let's check out another great episode. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Man Up Already podcast, and as always, super, super pumped to have you here. And man, I am recording this. It is Thursday, January. What is today? Today is the 28th. So we are literally days away from 2023 being done. So I wanted to make sure we got a podcast episode out to you. If you've been following me for a while, you know that on the podcast here, we like to share some, you know, maybe some wisdom gleaned from an entire year in the final episode. This one's going to be no different. And we entitled it The Happiness Mix, which I think is some really important stuff. Obviously, otherwise we wouldn't be talking about it here, but I think it can help, you know, maybe give you some an extra edge going into 2024 and beyond. I know it certainly has helped me. So there's a lot to discuss, but before we do, I am super, super pumped to announce that one, if you head on over to manupalready.com, you are now going to see a link under events for the 2024 Man Up Already Growth Conference. We're entitling it A Few Good Men, and that conference is on Saturday, February 24th, 2024. Tickets are $50 because every guy there, first off, we are limiting it to 50 men. So that's why we called it A Few Good Men. We're looking for a few good men. Total is 50 men. Tickets are $50, right? Half of that covers the venue, but then the other half, every guy who goes to that is walking out with one of these, the Man Up Already t-shirt. We are going to build community. It's going to be such an incredible event. We've got a great promo video out there on social. It's also on the website. Shows you the speaker lineup that we have. But unlike the one that we did this year, 2023, the 2024 Growth Conference is going to be way more hands-on, more workshop kind of oriented. So great speakers, diving into great content, and definitely helping every guy there build the posse. That is always the number one mission for what we do here, is helping men build their posse, building the tribe of men around themselves that help them get through this crazy adventure called life. And men definitely need other men. And that's what we're focused on. So excited to bring you that, that event. It's going to be awesome. So head on over to manupalready.com, get your tickets for that now. It's going to be super awesome. All right. So the happiness mix. So I'm excited to end 2023. It's been a very, very challenging year. I've talked about it all year and some of the things that have shown up. But, you know, again, here's why the posse is so valuable, is that as I reach out and talk to people, men also, you know, I gain wisdom from community. So there's women, you know, leaders that I speak to, you know, one of them obviously being my wife, which I think is a key role in a posse, of your spouse and always learning and growing from them. And TJ is definitely part of that for me. But in all the conversations that I've had, you know, when things are rough, when there's adversity, you can glean one of them. And my good friend, Clint Murray, who you know, has been on here. He said, you know, all these things make you stronger, make you better, for the things that are to come, to who God needs you to be. And that really is true. And it just kind of helps me define, as I journal, as I get super, super in touch with some things that I know I want to do, but also that I've experienced. And so if you're not journaling, I encourage you, I implore you, please start journaling. Get a good planner. It's funny. I've been using the same planner for 4 years and they discontinued it and I had to find a new one. And in adversity, there's always the seed of blessing, of opportunity. And I found a planner that's just better. And it's got just great questions in there and the ability to journal and to plan. It's just fantastic. And so it's enabled me to really kind of focus in, look at 2024 from a different perspective. But, you know, I have learned so much this year, and I really, truly have learned so much from my wife in just what we've experienced together, how we take on the world, how we navigate the world and our marriage and lessons that we've learned after 26 years of marriage. And a lot of what I'm going to talk about today really comes from just walking beside her and her beside me and walking together and the things that we've learned. But I think this came out of a road trip that we took right before Thanksgiving. And I started, you know, we went to a wedding and we stopped at some food locations that we were really looking at. And I just got very present sitting at this wedding, looking at people I haven't seen for 20 years. And one in particular is a young guy who, when I last saw him, was 10 or 11 years old. And now he's, you know, early 30s. And he was at the age that I was when we left Connecticut and moved to Florida. And I'm just sitting there thinking about 20 years of time and what I've learned and where I was at this moment. And I wanted to share some lessons, I think, that have helped me redefine this journey called life and the things that I think matter and things that don't. So here's just some lessons from a road trip that my wife and I took that came out of it that I've been wanting to share with you. And then we'll talk about something she shared with me called the happiness mix. So the first thing is all we have is right now. We hear things like today matters. John Maxwell wrote a great book called Today Matters, but all we really do have is right now. So here I am looking at Luciano, who's 20 years older than when I last saw him, right? And I just was like, the past is the past, and none of us know what that future is. And I can lament on 20 years gone by, or I can say, yes, but he's here now. I'm here now. All of our extended family is here right now. Let's celebrate this wedding right now of this couple getting our nephew got married. And let's just, you know, bask in our family, right? All we have is the moment right now. And the other thing is that my plans for the future rob me. This is really key. This came out in a conversation later, I think with my good buddy, Mike Briggs. But what I learned was that as I used to focus so much on the future, and I was in a culture that always was speaking about the future, right? So your mind was always on the future moment. And what I've learned is that a preoccupation with the future really does rob us of the ability to be in our present. And I definitely suffered from that. And I think what I've gleaned this year is the present, the future is like the plans that I had for 2023 went completely awry with what showed up in that year. And I can sit there and go, gosh, and I did for a while. I had this planned and I had this planned and I had this planned, but it robbed me of my ability to be present. You know, we have been to many funerals this year and we've celebrated a wedding and we had a business blessing and we had a 26-year anniversary and the birthdays of our kids and our birthdays and the holidays and all these different things that happen, being in a new band. If I'm always focused on where I'm going, I'm not focused on where I am. You know, I'm a big Star Wars fan, and Yoda talks about that with Luke Skywalker. He says all his life he was always focused on, you know, the horizon, the future, instead of where he is, right? Never focused on where he was and what he was doing. And that always stuck with me. And it really is true. The more we focus on our future, the more we plan for the future, the more we, right, set visions for what our future is going to be, it robs us of our ability to be present. So really, really, really got to understand that all we have is right now. But we have the ability not to be present in our present, and we really need to be. The other thing that I learned is we cannot recreate memories. So my wife and I, right in our drive up to Philly, I wanted to stop at the Reading Terminal Market because the Reading Terminal Market in Philly has a place called Denix, and Denix has a ridiculous roast pork sandwich. So 10 years ago, we had this, over 10 years ago, had this sandwich. It was amazing. I'm like, oh my gosh, if we're going to go to Philly, let's go to get this sandwich. But 10 years later, I'm lactose intolerant, so I can't eat cheese. And cheese is a major flavor component to that sandwich. So here I am excited about recreating a memory of eating this sandwich, and all I had was pork. I didn't have the broccoli rabe that goes on it. I didn't have, you know, the Parmesan cheese that's on. Like, it just wasn't the same sandwich. And I realized you can't recreate memories. Memories are self-contained events. We can cherish them. They're memories, right? We can soak in the love or the happiness of whatever the memory is, but we can't recreate them. As a matter of fact, if you think about that, what I just said, when we're trying to recreate memories, we're trying to live in our past instead of being aware of the present moment. Now, here's the funny thing, and I didn't talk to my wife about this, so I'm sure this will come up in conversation later. We were at the Reading Terminal Market, and I was so, if you've not been there, it's a food bazaar. It's amazing. And there's so many wonderful things there, but I was so preoccupied with getting this pork sandwich that I probably missed out on something brand new and spectacular in my present because I was trying to recreate my past. Food for thought on that one. You could dive into that one later, right? But how often do we do that? The other thing is family is most important. Family's most important. Family is most important. People are going to come and go. People pass on, right? Our families, right? Like for me, the immediate family, my wife and my children, most important. But then, right? Parents, in-laws, cousins, right? All these different people that make up our family. Family really is, at the end of the day, most important. I've learned to let go and let God big time. And in a year, again, filled with adversity, I've learned to really let go and let God. I've been on my knees every single day. That's a big takeaway this year of giving things to him and letting him take over. And I write, let go, let God, right? If I start to get anxious, if I worry, nope, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let God work, right? I'm not going to try to figure out what tomorrow is. I'm going to focus in on being present. I'm going to let go. I'm going to let God. And I am going to love more. One of the things that I took away this year is I want to love people more. I want to express it. I want to convey it. I want people to know that if you're connected to me, that this guy's going to love you. It's just who I am and what I've learned, that the one thing we all can give, we can give time, we can give money, we can give a lot of things, but we can give a lot of love. And I think that's something that's sorely missing today, right? And I don't want to get so tainted by the world that we live in, the outside world, that I lose my ability and desire to give love to other people, to show compassion, empathy, care, love, right? To let people know that they matter. That is something vitally, vitally important, not only to me, but I think it's something that if we all did more of, the world would be a much happier place. And then finally, guys, in my list of just things that I think I've learned this year is the chase doesn't matter. Loving people does. Again, I come from a culture that was all about the chase. Everything was about the chase. It's so much so that the messaging was, hey, during the holidays, it's a great time to get a jump start on the next year, right? When everybody else is with their family celebrating, taking off, you can get ahead. And the messaging of that, in my humble opinion, is so detrimental to being present in the moment and for sharing love with other people and focusing on the things that matter. The chase does not matter. Not in the real things, in my opinion. Again, in this podcast is my opinion. The things that matter in life. Because when we're all on our deathbed, you learn a lot, guys, from attending as many funerals that we have. When you learn at the, when we're lying there, what's going to be said is, did they love? Did they care? Did they have empathy? Did they have compassion? Did they give to others? You think about, like, it's Christmas time, right? Right. Christmas was just this past Monday. But the whole Scrooge story, right, is a great example of that. Did I love more? Did I care more? Those are the things that matter. And chasing all these things that we're programmed to chase, they don't freaking matter more than loving other people. I think that's what matters most. So that's just kind of what I've learned and how I'm personally making some changes on keeping the main thing the main thing. And then my wife shared with me, she's reading a book, and boy, my wife TJ has just taken on in reading and inhaling content in an incredible way. She has just left me in the dust on that. It's quite impressive how much content she takes in. It's pretty awesome, and I've seen such great changes in her from it. It's pretty powerful. But she's reading a book called The Power of Positive Living by Norman Vincent Peale. Most of you know The Power of Positive Thinking by him, but she's reading The Power of Positive Living, which I can't wait to read afterwards. But in there is something called The Happiness Mix. And so he's talking about, what are the key components to life that bring happiness? What is that mix of things? So I want to go through that with you, talk to you about it today, and then we'll wrap up. So number one, on the happiness mix is he calls it a spiritual experience, right? Really, it's having a relationship with your creator, higher power. To me, having a relationship with God. To me, there is one God who created the universe, sent his son Jesus Christ to die for me. We all, in our happiness, have to have something higher than us. More, if we come to the end of everything and all there is us, I think that's a scary proposition. There is a higher power, a divine presence. Have a spiritual experience, number one. Number two, deep inner peace. And I think the key to inner peace, right? Anytime I hear that, I think of Kung Fu Panda and Po, right? And Shifu, inner peace, right? But I think that deep inner peace comes from a strong, healthy self-concept. And I talk about that a lot, that our self-concept, loving who we are, right? A key pillar in the Man Up Already concept is authenticity, knowing who you are, right? Let John Eldridge says, let the world know the full weight of who they are and let them deal with it, right? Inner peace is understanding who you are and loving who you are. The first person I think you ought to love is ourselves, is yourself, right? We've got to fall in love with who we are, make the changes that we need to make. And I think part of that love journey with ourselves is doing the hard work to get better and grow, right? I like who I am because I know the work that I've done. I know when I was a shit. I know when I was a complete screw up, right? And I know I have the capacity to be one, right? That's why I need a savior. And I think we all do in some, right? We all are screw ups in some form or fashion. None of us are perfect. But are we doing the work here on earth to get better and grow? And I think out of that comes an incredible sense of respect. Number three is serenity, right? Now, I think that needs work. I think tied to that is inner peace. Serenity is like, can I be present in the moment at peace, no matter what's going on around me? And that for me definitely needs work. I get triggered. I get, as my coach Dave White says, I get regulated. I gotta get off, right? Can I have serenity in the moment, no matter what's happening around? Number four, joy. I definitely know a time of years, guys, of no joy. And I remember one time looking at my wife and saying to her, I allowed them to rob my joy. You know, it was somebody I was working with, and she said, what's the matter? What bothers you so much? And I say, they rob my joy. And she said, they got to go. Right? So joy is, do we have joy in our lives? And a key thing, it's even in my journal, what are the things or the people that I've got to get out of my life that rob us of our joy, right? Now, sometimes you can't get rid of people fully, but we can lay proper boundaries, right? So that we limit the exposure to people who rob our joy. Joy is really important. You want to have a joy of life. You want to be excited about living, right? Like, I want to wake up every day excited that I have a life. I want to have joy in it and finding the things. And I think that's a key takeaway that I've personally gotten this year is having more joy, right? Trading the BMW in for a truck. I'm a truck guy. Going camping, playing in a band. Those things bring me joy, right? Getting better at being present so that I can love my family more, which gives me joy. Those all, find those things, have joy in your life. Five is excitement. Part of that happiness mix. Are you excited? What are you excited? If you're not excited, right? Well, something's wrong. What are you excited about? Like, you know, what's that childlike enthusiasm? What are you just like eager for and excited, right? There's so many things that can be that. And if they're not there, then make the changes so that there's the space for us to get excited. But ready for this? Struggle. Number six, there's got to be struggle. There's got to be adversity. There's got to be resistance, right? When we work out, we're doing resistance training, right? That's how we grow and get better. There has to be something always pushing against us because it's in that push that we grow, that we get better, that we change. So there's got to be struggle. I think adversity is the signposts of life. Oh yeah, I remember when I went through that and then this is how I came out of that and what I learned and I was so much better for it. And there's got to be struggle. Adversity is a key component, right? All the stories that we love watching, the movies, et cetera, there's always some struggle in there that we cheer on the hero of that because we see that in ourselves. It resonates. Number seven, and I thought this was interesting and really, really true. Good digestion. Good, right? Your gut, good, a healthy gut. A healthy gut is vital to happiness. And I think about when you eat something wrong or you get food poisoning, how unhappy are we when that happens, right? Bad digestion is not a happy component to life. So, right, there is so much out there on gut health. In 2024, I implore you, if you're not present to what that is, start that journey. There's a lot to learn, but it'll change your life. It really, really is important. And good digestion leads to good sleep and how vital sleep is. I'm excited. We're going to have a guest in 2024 covering the topic of sleep apnea, which I suffer from. So I'm pumped about that. These are components about being number eight, healthy, proper sleep, proper rest, proper digestion. What are we eating to be healthy? Getting off medicine as much as possible. All right, all these things, right? Having your health is a key part to the happiness mix. And I love number nine and number 10, someone to love and someone that loves you. I think there's something incredibly special about loving someone and that being reciprocated back. You know, my wife TJ and I, 26 years of marriage, and we've been through so much, but I think the thing I love most about her is her willingness to love me. Let me rephrase that. There's so many things I love about her. I can't even explain that. But yeah, the fact that she puts up with this, with me and all my flaws, makes me love and respect her more and more every single day. You know, I was, obviously I suffer from sleep apnea. And when I was going through that journey and doing the sleep test and I have this contraption on my face and there's a hose coming out of my nose and probes all over the place. And I texted her and I said, "Will you love me with this hose coming out of my face?" And she texted back, "I would love you if a hose was coming out of your ass," which if you know TJ, that's so her personality. But I just was sitting there going, that's a special thing when people, in spite of our flaws, love us anyway. And I adore her, not just for that, for everything that she is and all these things that make up who she is. Having someone to love and someone to love you back is a really, really special thing. And I know that there's people out there right now listening to this that either you're coming out of a relationship or had a death. I've seen that both this year. And you may be going through that a hard moment right now, and I get it. But, you know, this is let go, let God, right? Have a vision of who it is that we want in our lives and let him work. And work on ourselves, like all these things tie in. And I think a big part of being loved by my wife is it pushes me to be a better man. I want to be a better man, not just for me and not just for my God, but for my spouse. I want to show up better. I want to give more. I want to love her better. And there are things that I learned literally the last couple of days for me to go, that's not fair. Like me doing that is not fair. And I can work on that and I can get better. I think being a happy person is we're working on all these things. And right now, if there's not that significant person in your life, they're coming, but they're coming if we work on all these things. Tell me, go back over, write this list, and I'll post this list in the episode notes. But if we worked on, having a better relationship with God, if we were more inner peace, if we, I love this right now. Now, if I do hand gestures, we get thumbs up. If I have better serenity and joy and I'm more excited and I have healthy struggle and good health and I'm a happier person, don't you think we probably attract happier people into our lives and find that person that we've been looking for if they're not there? It's so key, right? So, I share all of this at the end of a year so that these are some things that you could focus on to get through. And there is number 11. Number 11 I thought was really powerful is have enough money for expenses. You know, there's a big difference between survival and goals. And when we're in survival, survival is not happy, right? But when we have enough money to meet expenses, we can focus on bigger things. We're free to create. And money is not a focus for happiness. Having enough money to meet our expenses enables us to be happy, but you are not more happy because you have more money. Money is a tool, guys. That's all it is. It's a tool. Now, when we don't have it, that tool doesn't enable us to handle the things that we need to survive, and that's not a recipe for happiness. So that's why I talk about we've got to make sure that survival needs are met, have enough money for expenses, enables us to be happy, but more money is not going to automatically make you happy. If you don't have all these other things, it's not going to happen. So look, spend time on these things, right? Before the new year rolls in, which is in the next couple of days, spend some time on these things. I always encourage, like, just get mindful, right? Sit quietly, take a day, take a half a day, whatever, find a comfortable place. Start diving into some of this stuff because life really is by design. Even when things on the outside come to try to derail that, we always, always, always get to dictate our reaction to the things that show up. And I think what we discussed on the podcast today are key components to help us navigate that reality, that world that we really choose to create. So, I got a little long-winded today, but I wanted to share all of that. And as always, hey, let us know. First off, you know, like the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. If you're whatever you're viewing this, it could be live right now on Facebook, it could be on YouTube, it could be on your podcast platform. Please like, subscribe, right? Help us grow the podcast. That stuff really does help. But also give us feedback, right? If you agree, you know, let us know. If you disagree, let us know. Right? Let me know some of the things that you're doing, right? Share, because when we share, we learn, right? And again, that's part of being in a posse, right? Building that community. Everybody has a story and every story has a lesson. And the more those lessons we can learn, we grow, we get better, and we're better people for it. And we go out and we impact the world around us. So I so appreciate you all being here on the podcast. I really do, listening, supporting it, etc. And hey, if you're a guy, get on manupalready.com, get your tickets for the growth conference. And if you are a woman, get your guy to that conference. It's gonna be awesome. Hey, thanks for listening to another episode of the Man Up Already podcast. We really do appreciate it. And I want to ask you to do a couple of things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast, whatever platform you're listening or viewing on. Subscribe to the podcast, right? Help us, right, continue to grow by joining the community, and also rate the podcast, rate the episode, right? Whatever platform you're on, you could leave a rating. Let us know your comments. Let us know your thoughts. If you can do that, we really do want your feedback. You could head on over to manupalready.com and check out our website. All the podcast episodes are on there as well. But also join our community, sign up on our emailing list. We're going to get content out to you. There's also a free resource there for you when you do that. And pass it on. Pass on the podcast. Let people know, right, what we're up to, what we're about. Speak about it. If you're a podcast enthusiast, please share episodes. Tell people about what it is that we do. What we do here and what you like about it and what you don't like about it. And that's okay as well, right? It's just getting the word out. And then finally, I want to thank a great sponsor of our podcast, Master Beef Jerky. Their slogan is bold flavor, tender bite. If you head on over to masterbeefjerky.com, they've got incredible flavors there. But if you put in the coupon code MUAP, you will get 20% off your order. I highly recommend you check them out. Master Beef Jerky, bold flavor, tender bite, and a great, great sponsor of the podcast. Until next time, thanks so much for being here, and we'll talk to you soon.